Winter break?
Yay!
Okay, so the girls say yes and the boys say no. Okay, I miss you too. So today, inshallah, in the 5 minutes we have, I'm gonna talk about something we call qadar. Does anyone know the meaning of this word, qadar? Okay. Okay, it's very close. Oh, we'll get a sister. Fate, mashallah. So as you said, it can be bad, but it can also be good. So the fact that you are here, the fact that I'm healthy, I'm happy, I live a good life, it's a good thing. But if something bad happens, this is also part of the qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us with the qadr, in a good way and in a bad way. So for example, if you get money, if you get a job, this is a good thing. If you fall sick, if someone dies in the family, this is something bad. So both are destined, or they come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem is, sometimes we are not happy with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is why we have problems in our lives. Also, there are two types of qadr. Not the good and the bad, but there are two types of qadr. Some qadr that you have no control over, you can never change. There's another qadr that you can actually change. We'll give some examples. So, as I said, a lot of people are not happy with their qadr. And this is why they're always stressed out. So, for example, if you talk to someone who doesn't have money, and you tell them, okay, what's your problem? What do you think will make you happy? They say, if I get lots of money, I'll be happy. If you talk to someone who is rich, they will also complain because they will say, man, I can't sleep at night. I'm always thinking of the thieves, or the horses, or the chore, or the, you know, thieves, they come and take my money. I can't sleep at night. You talk to someone like you who is young, they will say, I wish I'm a grown-up, man, because I will have my job, I'll have money, I'll have cars. I can't go to Toys R Us and, you know, fill my truck with toys, no one will stop me. I'm gonna go to Buck Barn and fill my truck with candy and chocolate and no one will stop me, right? I can go on vacations anywhere, I can buy all the laptops, all the iPhones, no one will stop me, right? And if you talk to someone who is old, 75 years old, 80 years old, what do you want, what would make you happy? They will tell you, I wanna go back to childhood, because now I can't jump, I can't play, I always have back problems, I always have doctor appointments. No one is happy. You talk to someone single, someone, for example, who is past 30 years, or someone who is 35, 40 years old, they are not married, they live a difficult life. They want someone in their life, right? And you talk to someone who has been married for 10 years, man, they want to jump in the ocean. If they are not married to the right person, right? But if they are married to the right person, their life would be long and happy and joyful. But if they are married to the wrong person, their life would be short and miserable, right? If you talk to someone who has been married and mashallah they don't have kids, they have been married for 10 years, no kids, their life would be difficult. It's a test from Allah. And if you talk to someone who has been married for 10, 15 years and they have 5, 6, 7 kids, they want to jump in the ocean. You know, raising kids is very stressful. I'll give you one example. Dinner time, when your mom goes around, or your dad, asking, what would you like to have for dinner? If there are 5 kids, you end up with 5 different dishes. I want eggs. No, I want cereal. I want hot dog. I want biryani. Chicken suqar. Lasagna, kebab, you know, thank you, chicken nuggets. So you get the point, you get the point, you get the point. Okay, so some of us always complain about their qadr. Wallahi, I've heard some kids, they say, why is this my dad? Why is this my mom? I wish I had another family. You can't change your qadr. This is something you cannot change. Right? So there are some certain things in our lives that we cannot change. Or, why is this guy my brother? He's making me miserable. He's ruining my life. He's taking my stuff. He's eating all my Nutella. He's destroying my cell phone. So true, right? I heard some of you say this, right? So this kind of qadr you cannot change. But there is another qadr that you can actually change. If you are not doing well at school, this is something you can't change. If you don't make enough money, maybe you can get a better education or work harder to make more money. This is a kind of qadr that you can't change. If your grades are not good, you can do better and you can get better grades, right? If someone stole your money, don't say this is qadarul Allah, I'm not gonna, you know, protect myself and my family. No, you take the legal channels, you do whatever it takes to protect yourself and protect your family. This is a qadr that you can't change, right? So, I'm gonna conclude with this statement from the Prophet ﷺ to let you go. The Prophet ﷺ says in an authentic hadith, "Min sa'adat ibn Adam ridahu bima qasam Allah, wa min shaqa ibn Adam am shaqawat ibn Adam sakhatuhu bima qadar Allah." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever is pleased with the qadr of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you happy. But if you are always protesting, why do I not have a bag like this guy? Why don't I have an iPhone like this person? Why do I live in this small house?" If you are always protesting, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you miserable. If you are satisfied with the qadr of Allah, you thank Allah, He will give you more. It's in the Quran, in Surah Ibrahim, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. In other words, if you are grateful to Allah, He will give you more to be thankful for. If you keep whining, He will give you more to whine about. Keep this in your mind. So with this, I'll leave you, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your life joyful and to make you successful. And bless you and your family. See you tomorrow, inshallah. Jazakallah. Stay warm. Assalamu alaikum. Bye-bye.